Now, first up, a political fable about war. And like any good fable, it is closer to the truth about the horror of war than the facts will ever get. The book is called Lost City Radio and is the debut novel of Peruvian native Daniel Alarcón, recently named by Grunta magazine as one of America's 21 best writers under 35. The novel is set in a nameless South American country broken in the aftermath of war. The hero of the novel is Norma, the host of a weekly radio program called Lost City Radio, a radio show that reunites listeners with family members who disappeared during the war. Steve Paulson sat down with Daniel Alarcón and asked him to read the beginning of his novel.
Her voice was her greatest asset, her career and her fate. Elmer called it gold that stank of empathy. Before he disappeared, Ray claimed he fell in love again every time she said good morning. You should have been a singer, he said, though she couldn't even carry a tune. Norma had worked in radio all her life, beginning as a reporter, graduating to newsreader, redeeming the tragedies it fell on her to announce. She was a natural. She knew when to let her voice waver, when to linger on a word, what text to tear through and read as if the words themselves were on fire. The worst news she read softly, without urgency, as if it were poetry. The day Victor arrived, there was a suicide bomber in Palestine, an oil spill off the coast of Spain, and a new champion in American baseball. Nothing extraordinary, and nothing that affected the country. Reading foreign news was a kind of pretending, Norma thought, this listing of everyday things only confirming how peripheral we are, a nation at the edge of the world, a make-believe country outside history. For local news, she relied on the station's policy, which was also the government's policy, to read good news with indifference and make bad news sound hopeful. No one was more skilled than Norma. In her vocal caresses, unemployment figures read like bittersweet laments, declarations of war like love letters, news of mudslides became awestruck meditations on the mysteries of nature, and the 20 or 50 or 100 dead disappeared in the telling of it. This was her life on weekdays. Morning readings of foreign and local disasters, buses plunging off mountain highways, shootouts echoing in the slums by the river, and, in the faraway distance, the rest of the world, Saturdays off, and Sunday evenings back at the station for her signature show, Lost City Radio, a program for missing people.
Tell me about some of the characters we heard about in that passage. Norma, the woman on the radio, mm-hmm. and then Victor and Ray.
Norma is the host of this program for missing people, which operates sort of like a radio bulletin board where people call in and they say, you know, my cousin's been missing for 15 years, his name is such and such, and he lives in this district. And she reunites people, and for this reason is well-loved, is probably the most popular personality nationwide. Her voice is really the only thing. No one knows what she looks like, really. So she's a superstar without being a superstar. And the novel opens when a boy named Victor arrives at the station, and he has a list of the missing people from his village. And it's 10 years after the end of a violent and traumatic civil war where Norma's own husband has gone missing. And the novel opens when this boy, Victor, arrives, and he has a list. And on this list is one of her husband's aliases.
And her husband
is Ray.
He may or may not be very involved in the leftist insurgency.
Right.
Now, there's a mythic quality to this novel. For one thing, you never actually tell us what the country is called. Mm-hmm. The two main settings are either identified as the city or the jungle. Mm-hmm. The names of towns have been replaced by numbers. Mm-hmm. Why have you decided to obliterate all references to real places?
Partially for the sake of taking liberties with reality. I didn't want to be tied down or feel constrained in any way by the realities of the Peruvian history of the Peruvian conflict. I didn't want to have I wanted to create my own social landscape, my own geography, my own city. And the fact is, you know, that what happened in Peru, versions of that have happened all over.
Especially in South America, Chile.
Absolutely.
So even though I don't think you ever actually say this is set in South America, there is, I guess, my assumption was, and knowing your background, that it is set in South America.
Yeah, I think of it as a South American city, and the city that I'm imagining is Lima. But, you know, I drew on sources about Beirut, about Palestine, about Chechnya, about Eritrea, about Somalia. I just wanted to create an every city, you know, a city that a lot of people would recognize.
What were you trying to convey by writing about war this way? What was the experience of war that you wanted to create?
It is a political book and it is an anti-war book, I suppose. It's also a very realistic book, I think, in that I want people to understand that these things happen because humans are humans. The other thing is this, and I think it's important to note, there really isn't ideology ever spoken about. There's more, you know, there's some discussion of grievances, but I don't invoke any ideologies because I think in reality, the war itself has its own logic that is purely destructive. And if there's anything that this novel, you know, is attempting to say, it's about that. In the end, those kind of details of, you know, whether one is on this side or that side of the political spectrum, when a building is, you know, decimated, blown up, or a neighborhood is erased, or a person has disappeared, none of that really matters.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because this strikes me as a very political novel.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have a hard time pegging what your politics are for exactly that reason. I mean, clearly you don't like dictatorships,
right.
And this book is all about the horrors of war and the evils of a totalitarian state. But the insurgency, I guess I assumed it was a leftist insurgency, but
right.
For no particular reason, that doesn't come across sympathetically in the
mm-hmm.
story either.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question is, do you consider yourself a political writer?
Yeah, I do, absolutely. I didn't want to, you know, the generation that Ray comes from is the generation that Roberto Bolaño, the great Chilean writer, describes as those who fell in love with who believed in a Latin American paradise and died in a Latin American hell. And I was interested in those people who were seduced by ideals, political ideals, and even maybe titillated by them, and wagered their life on them and lost.
Daniel Alarcón's debut novel is called Lost City Radio. Steve Paulson spoke with him.